Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Avi, welcome to Crypto Nights. We are excited to have you as our guest speaker.
Hi, Khan. Thanks for having me on the show.
Awesome. The reason I'm so excited is normally we are speaking to founders and co-founders of companies that are about to go into a token sale or a token generation event, and they're raising money. But here I'm talking to really one of the earliest companies in the space, if I can say that. And we get a chance to see really what happens after that sale, you know, what happens to the company, what do they do? And for multiple reasons, I'm very excited about Scenario. So I think our audiences cannot wait to listen to this episode. They'll have a great time. So can you please tell me a little bit about yourself personally, and then start talking about Scenario, a brief overview for people who may not have heard of you?
Sure. So I'm Avi Lior. I have over 20 years of product management experience in various online industries, including gaming, trading, social platforms. And in the past year and a half, I've been the head of product for Scenario.
That's great. Now, can you tell us about Scenario itself? You know, what is it all about and what excited you to come join the team and all of that?
Yeah. So Scenario was founded in 2014. In 2016, we completed a successful ICO using our token, AMPS. Our current market cap is approximately $30 million. Like you said, it's one of the earliest ICOs, and we've been in business for a long time. And what we've been doing in the past few years is building a real product. So the subject, the area that Scenario is specializing in, Scenario offers blockchain-enabled attention economy solutions, allowing direct and platform-agnostic monetization of original content posted anywhere on the net. If I'll describe it in simpler terms, our mission is to enable users to directly reward content creators and curators for the value they provide on top of existing media platforms.
Awesome. So I'm trying to understand the use cases. So I am looking at some maybe video or listening to your podcast perhaps, and maybe I'm watching your video about Scenario on YouTube, you know, and I'm thinking, wow, I've spent a lot of time and created this. It's been very useful. I got something very useful out of this. And normally we just click a like, maybe a comment or ask a question, and off we go. At best, we might even share it a little bit with some of our friends, right? That's the way it is today. Now comes Scenario. How does the Scenario change with Scenario?
Okay, so first of all, Scenario is built as a layer on top of existing content hubs, meaning we don't offer streaming options, or we don't store the actual content. YouTube is doing great there. We really can't, there's nothing problematic with the technical capabilities of YouTube. However, what we're trying to challenge is the basics of the attention economy. This is something that, this is the idea that the Scenario was founded based on. So I'll try to briefly explain what this is about. So if we'll take a very brief review of the current attention economy, it shows that users consume content for practically nothing, meaning even for paid services like Spotify or Netflix, the paid services, they cost a fraction of what we used to pay 10 or 20 years ago. Huge content hubs such as YouTube are taking over traditional publishers such as music labels and other participants on the way, and the entire ecosystem is financed by advertising. So this is basically the current ecosystem. This leaves very little to the creators. It leaves practically nothing to curators. Curators used to be radio broadcasters, journalists, even local record stores or friends that recommended something for me to hear. So these are totally left out when it comes to value moving between the different participants. And what Scenario is trying to do is trying to offer a fair distribution of wealth which fits the actual value each participant provides in the process, whether it's the creator, the consumer, or the curator. So for this, we needed to create an independent circulation of our cryptocurrency on top of the existing content hubs.
Okay. Now let's talk about two different players. Let's talk about Joe, the content creator or curator. And let's also talk about Sam, the content consumer, okay? And how does their life change at the ground level because of Scenario? How do they use it? Where do they go? And how do they use it? And how does their life change? Let's talk about the content creator and curator, Joe, first, and then we'll talk about Sam.
So the creator today, and during the process of building our product, we've held many interviews with content creators from all sorts of fields. And the one thing that is common to all of them is that it's very, very difficult to make a living. If we go back, and like I said, I've been around for some time. I have 20 years of experience in the high-tech world. But I remember buying CDs, I remember buying records, and I even remember recording stuff on cassettes. So at that time, and I'm not trying to idealize the past, but at that time when I bought a CD, the creator of the CD, the group, the band, the singer, they got a portion of it. And right now, today, every artist that we've interviewed said that it's very, very difficult to make an income from YouTube. They use YouTube as a publishing platform, but it's very difficult to make money from it. So the main difference for the creators is that they simply can make money. They can't make money today from their art, from YouTube, and we're trying to give them an alternative for actually making money. This is the main differentiator for creators.
How do they do that? Give me a ground level steps. I know you're still at a slightly higher. I understand the purpose. I understand that people who are struggling to make money can now make money with Scenario. Can you give me a one step one, step two, step three?
Okay, so let's discuss our current product. We have a product that is live today. The product is called WildSpark. It's available on wildspark.me. Yeah. When you sign up to WildSpark, you are able to go to the site. You can view clips from YouTube clips. We show a feed of YouTube clips from various artists. And if you like the clips, you can simply transfer AMPs, our digital currency, to the creator of the clip. This is just a very simplistic way of the current platform. So artists that decide to publish their art and their clips on WildSpark, they get paid when their fans or people that are exposed to their art decide that they want to give something back to the creator. This is WildSpark is also available for other platforms such as Medium and Imgur, and we're about to integrate additional platforms in the future. But I think YouTube is the we can discuss YouTube because YouTube is a very, very good example of the ecosystem and about content consumption.
Okay, now if I create audio of a little dog playing around a video, and then I want to upload it to YouTube, but now I want to use WildSpark, right? So Do I first go to wildspark.me, and do I have to download some kind of a software that I use as a layer on top of YouTube to upload, or how does it work?
So we introduced WildSpark. WildSpark was launched on July 2017, and initially it was a Chrome extension, meaning you needed to install the extension on your Chrome browser. Okay. And every time you went to YouTube and we were able, and you watched a certain clip, we were able to click the extension and send AMPs to the creator of the clip. And note that the creator doesn't even need to know what WildSpark is, meaning we automatically create an account for him in WildSpark, and we keep the AMPs for him. When he later arrives, if he chooses to withdraw some of his funds, he can simply contact us, and we'll transfer the funds to his account. So it's a very, very simple process. And this is July 2017. Since then, the entire process doesn't even require a Chrome extension, meaning you can do it from your mobile device, and they really don't need to do anything. Simply open an account in WildSpark, and you're in.
Wow, wow. So, great, this is great. So now, how many people have gotten paid? Do you have some statistics for me? Is it so many artists that have gotten paid, or content creators or curators, or is it the number of AMPs? Or I've been looking up various social media, especially your Facebook page and all of that, and the numbers are pretty impressive about what is happening every so many days or every hour or something. I even saw some posts about what's happening every minute. So I'm like, so yes. This is a very vibrant and growing community. So can you share some statistics?
So WildSpark has over 400,000 registered users. Okay. We have 250,000 active users. After a number of successful marketing initiatives, such as referral programs, creator bounty program, where we requested people that know creators, we asked them to refer creators to WildSpark so that they enjoy the system, and the people who referred the creators got something out of it. We experienced a very, very nice growth in the number of users and the number of amplifications. Every day, over 50,000 amps. It's worth, let me do a quick math, it's worth about $20,000. Yeah. So every day, around $20,000 are flowing in the system. They're flowing from users, they're flowing especially to creators, meaning 85% of the amps that someone gives to a video go directly to the creator. The rest is flowing between the different participants of the system according to the value that they contribute to the network. Meaning if someone referred a user directly and asked him to support a certain clip, so this person would get a larger share. If someone is active in WildSpark and doing a lot of work and he loves it and gives many amps, the value that he'll get will be worth more, and he'll get a bigger share of the amps that are flowing in the system.
Got it. So I think I'm understanding the content creator's role here. What about the content user, the person who views the YouTube video? How does their life change with Scenario?
So the user, first of all, the user, when he goes to WildSpark, he can see a feed of clips and images and articles from Medium, and according to various categories that he chooses. The main differentiation between WildSpark and, let's say, just watching a feed on YouTube is that the feed is sorted not according to likes and the people that are and things that are popular among people that are watching the video, but these are clips that people actually chose to give value to. Meaning, I don't see a clip that many people saw. I see a clip that many people thought it's worth giving something to the creator for it. So we believe the experience and the value and the quality of the content that you get this way is pretty valuable. And you can see that in many of the categories, if you look at the content and you see the popular stuff there, you can see that it's pretty deep. Things are pretty sophisticated. So I think the experience from the consumption, from the pure consumption, media consumption point of view, is a nice experience. An additional experience is the fact that when you see something and you enjoy it and you really want to show your appreciation, one way is everywhere in the internet, share it to your friends. But there is another way, which is the Scenario way, which is actually giving amps to the creator. No middleman, no gatekeepers, no third parties that are enjoying anything in the middle. You give 100 amps to a video that you really liked, and the 85 amps go directly to the creator, and 15 amps go to the community and to the people that helped you get and be exposed to this specific content piece. So we believe that this experience and what you're getting from the fact that you can actually contribute something to the creator is a very, very deep experience, which again, being a bit nostalgic, it brings you 10 or 20 years ago where you actually bought stuff and you actually showed your appreciation in a monetary way.
But this is a little bit on the voluntary side. So do you have an iPhone app in the App Store?
We don't have an iPhone app right now. It's something that is included in our development roadmap.
Okay. But right now it is a it's a web app through the browser, and you can either use it on your phone or on your computer, right?
Yes.
And I can just go to the market, buy some apps, have them stored in my, I'm assuming there is some kind of a wallet for my apps within your WildSpark app. And I'm assuming, I haven't used WildSpark, but I'm assuming I've scanned it. I've seen the various pieces of content in there. So I guess what you're trying to say is, hey guys, you can go directly to YouTube or Medium, that's fine. But there's a better way. If you come to WildSpark, which is a product produced by Scenario, then you'll not only be able to have all of these channels, if you will, the YouTube video channel, maybe you'll have an Instagram image channel, a Medium article channel, I don't know. So you're bringing in all these contents under one roof and you're saying, hey, we will continue to provide a better user experience for you. You don't need to worry about what's happening in the background. And the way you provide a better user experience for me, Sam, the content consumer, is by saying, you know, we don't have any ulterior motive on what is a video we show you first. It's not necessarily the number of likes or views or something like that. It's actually much more. This is validated. The fact that we are presenting to you, number one, in your category, maybe I'm interested in health and fitness, and you're showing three or four videos on YouTube in that category in the last 24 hours. I know that these are not random likes, which cost nothing, but these are people that have been supported by real money, which is amps. So you have sorted these by the number of amps that they received in the last 24 hours. So I'm actually looking at somewhat serious validation by people who reached out to their wallet and actually paid these guys saying, yeah, good job. So what I'm looking at is worth my time, because I'm looking at it as a user and saying, there is a blooming information overload out there. Everybody's trying to get my attention and everybody seems to have an ulterior motive, right? And that ulterior motive is not aligned with either my interests nor the interests of the person who has produced or curated the content, right? Why am I so irritated? On one hand, YouTube content is apparently free, but on the other hand, I'm paying with my attention for an ad there, you know? Which is okay. I understand that it's now a question of, I have a choice of, okay, if I don't think it's worth my time, I won't watch it. But here suddenly you're saying, hey, here is a sorted list of things by people just like you that thought it was so valuable that they were willing to pay for it. So how much is your time worth? And I'm thinking, if I'm going to spend an hour a day, I don't know how much time I spend on viewing or reading content, I want that 1 hour to be most valuable in terms of some level of satisfaction. And if it's going to take me a heck of a long time even to find that kind of a content to consume, I wasted a lot of my time. And half the time, I'm not satisfied, right? Is that correct?
You're absolutely right. One thing that is important to note, actually two things. One of them is that when you sign up, you get a few amps to get acquainted with the system. After you verify your account, you get a few amps so you can be active in the system without knowing what blockchain or cryptocurrency is. So this is something that is very, very powerful. It would be very difficult to create a product for the mass market if we don't pass this specific barrier. The second thing is that you are also rewarded. So it's not just about giving money, giving amps to the creator. It's also about getting money back based on your contribution to the system. If you bring other users, if you expose other users inside the system or outside the system to the specific video that you really liked, you'll get a portion of the amps that they generate. So we're not just talking about what you described is accurate. The feeling that you get when you consume the content and the value that the content gets because it's based on actual financial activity, the value is great. But it's not only that, the ecosystem feed itself, meaning all the users that are joining the system and are adding more content to it and are exposing the content to other users, these are all enriching factors, and the system becomes richer and the ecosystem grows more and more. And this is where we are today. The growth is fantastic.
Yeah, I got it. So conceptually, it is pretty simple. Technologically, there's a lot of work that you guys have done over time. Conceptually, what you're saying is there are a lot of behaviors around content, you know, producing of good content, you know, viewing of content, sharing of content, you know, and so on, and rewarding content. So there are all these actions, let's call them positive behaviors, you know, that will improve the value of the ecosystem. And you're saying all of these actions can be rewarded now with amps. You could potentially, if I come back to WildSpark every single day for an hour, maybe you'll reward me for just being a regular visitor. I don't know. You know, there could be a lot of positive behaviors that you have identified, and you're now building an economy around that positive behavior. And that positive behavior is a win-win, taking the middleman out and saying, hey, you produce content, you curated content, you consume content. Why do you need somebody else?
You're absolutely right. Let's take, for example, let's say that you like videos on YouTube, and every time you like a video, you like a song, you post it on Twitter. And I like your selections, and I follow you on Twitter, and I get exposed to the videos that you like. Now, in this specific case, YouTube are making money because they get more people that are exposed to the clips because of your activity. In this specific case, you get nothing except for followers that you have. You are not included in this economical process. The creator gets something, not a lot, but he gets something. The consumer gets something, which is the content for free, if we take the ads out. And YouTube gets something, you know, not so small, they get something. But in this specific case, the ecosystem and the attention economy doesn't take into account the very, very important role of the curator. And this is something that we want to bring back because curators are very important. And the journalists that write reviews on music are very important. And people that are opinion leaders and they say that something is nice and they expose this thing to other people are very important. And in WildSpark and in Scenario's products in general, even a future product that we are producing, we are trying to really take into account this specific role and the importance of the curators in addition to the creators. So we are trying to mimic the actual importance of real life in our products.
Brilliant. So can you talk about the future? I know you already mentioned that you're going to have an app in the App Store in the near future. What is coming up in the next 1 or 2 years? How is Scenario planning to grow?
So Scenario is about to evolve WildSpark even more. The improvement that we've done to the products in the 9 months since it was launched are huge. It's got a lot more features, and it's much richer, and the activity that surrounds around it with regards to users and number of users and activity is shows that the concept is working. People really like what we're doing, and it seems to be working. People are returning, people are actually consuming content from WildSpark, which is what we wanted to achieve. And of course, let's not forget, we're paying creators. Every day we're paying approximately $15,000 to creators. And this is money that they earn, and it should be theirs. So one thing that we're about to do in the upcoming future is to continue developing WildSpark. In addition, we're building another product. Currently, the product doesn't have a name, codename Product X. And the Product X is an additional realization of the attention economy principles that Scenario holds. It touches a few more things. It takes into account a few more factors that we didn't treat when we were talking about WildSpark. So this new product, we don't have the time for it. I'll be happy when we announce it. I'll be happy to return to the show and talk about it more. But this is definitely the main goal of a Scenario in the upcoming 1 or 2 years.
Give me one sentence about Project X so that we have the curiosity of the listeners so that when you come back next time, what is one sentence about Project X? What does it do?
It's difficult to describe it in one sentence. If it were easy, it wouldn't take so long to build it. But Product X is trying to take into account the attention economy concept that we proved that is working in WildSpark. And we're trying to add additional dimensions, additional players, additional actors in this ecosystem. We're trying to change the rewarding method to be even more fair. And we are seeing that the complexity of human interaction and economic interaction between people and between entities is pretty complex. So WildSpark gives a certain solution. Product X will give a solution that is more robust and with a fuller experience. I cannot say a lot more in one liner.
No, that is good. That is good. Yeah, it's almost sounding like you have learned so much with WildSpark and Scenario so far that, you know, those have helped you in going to the next version of it, which is looks 10x better. All the best on that. We look forward when you're releasing that for you to come back and talk to our audience again. So our listeners are super excited. They have heard everything from you, and now they want to get engaged in with you, or maybe WildSpark. So what is the first thing that you want them to do? Maybe they're a content creator, or a user, or a consumer. It doesn't matter. What do you want? What is the next thing you want them to do?
The simplest thing for them to do is simply go to wildspark.me. You don't have to stay away from your phone if you're listening to this podcast on the way. And just check the site out. It's very simple to sign up. It's very simple to get to verify your account and to get a few amps and simply get a hang of the system, see how it works, see how you feel when you give amps to a creator, see the feeling that you get, see if the content that you see there is quality content. And if it's working, stay there, tell your friends, and join the party. If you learn more about the Scenario, about attention economy principles, you can go to scenario.com. You can check out the social channels, and you can join the discussions in Discord. And we have a lot of stuff going on there, a lot of white papers that are discussing specific areas which we're dealing with, because we haven't gotten into the details of the attention economy and the formulas that are included in our product. They are quite complex. They are also very, very interesting and exciting. So you can learn a lot more about the principles and about how we got to where we are. And if you stay there, I'm sure you will be anxious to see Product X just as much as I am.
Well, that is fantastic. And are there questions you were hoping I would ask? You know, sometimes there are things that I might have missed, you know. Are there things you wanted to share with our audience that I might have missed?
There's one thing that I think it's important that is a big differentiator between a Scenario and other companies. Scenario is trying to find the solution for the problem of the attention economy ecosystem, which currently is a bit faulty. And we're trying to introduce a fair solution. Now, in order to do this, the option that we saw in order to get this was to build an ecosystem, a full ecosystem, which is independent from the existing ecosystem. In order to achieve this, we needed to build a token of our own, meaning this is something that is very important. Blockchain as a concept is great, and the technological achievements of blockchain in the recent years are huge. And the excitement is huge. It's wonderful. we are looking for finding a solution for a specific issue, and we're using blockchain in order to help us with the solution. It's not about building a token and then trying to find out what can we do with it. It's about the solution requires that we have a token because we need a full ecosystem to run on top of the existing reality. And this is something that for me as a head of product is very, very exciting. It's really trying to build a new reality or a new product. And this is a huge challenge, definitely the most interesting challenge that I've had in my professional career.
I didn't have a question I just remembered that I wanted to ask you, because you were saying that many of these curators and creators were not making much money before. They were working very hard, and on YouTube, they don't make any money at all. It might be too premature. You've been only around for a couple of years. But question is, do you have one or two examples of people who are making a few thousand dollars a year now that they are a part of WildSpark as creators and curators that were not making money before? Do you have a before and after success story? Or one or two people? You don't need to mention the names of the people, but do you by any chance have them? Otherwise, we can visit it down the road. But I'm just curious.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We don't have people that have earned money in the past year or two because the product is up for 9 months, but people were able to make thousands of dollars and they were never even close to it.
If you can, without giving us, we don't need to know the private details of the people, but if you pick the top one or two earners of your economy in the last 9 months since the product release, how much would they make, ballpark, the top one or two people?
So there are quite a few, specifically guys that have YouTube channels and specifically specializing in crypto. So these guys had YouTube channels and they had many subscribers, which is many compared to the crypto community. It's nothing compared to YouTube. So someone that has a channel with thousands of users that are listening and viewing what he's broadcasting on YouTube, so from YouTube, they got practically nothing. In our system, there is a steady income of thousands of amps every month for quality content from people who actually appreciate it, and which is pretty natural. The large majority of users that we've had up until recently were people that were interested in cryptocurrency. So this fits just like this was a very, very natural fit. We have a few broadcasters that do other things, such as do-it-yourself videos. But I think the biggest success that we can see is with specifically people that have channels devoted to cryptocurrency. And this is something that we really like a lot.
And that is very exciting because each amp is about 29 cents. I was just checking that before this. So if I made 1,000 amps per month, I'm actually making $300 of income per month. And you're saying thousands of amps. So if I were earning, I don't know, 20,000, 30,000 amps, that's almost like $10,000 a month. That can be pretty significant income for someone. That's very exciting, Avi. I mean, I'm actually excited hearing those numbers. And I'll probably be watching you carefully to see if you release something for podcasts. And I might be the first guy to get on board with you guys when you're ready to help monetize podcasts, because the challenge you're talking about is the same thing here. We have chosen not to really aggressively monetize our own podcast so far because of the same reasons. Is we are thinking we want to build it out first and then do the same thing as YouTube, put some ads into this, right? So that's the direction we are going to monetize. But you have certainly given a very interesting alternative viewpoint. So we're going to be watching as well. We are very, very excited. Wanted to wish you and your entire team at WildSpark and Scenario the very best. Keep on doing your good work. We cannot wait to see you become 10 times and 100 times bigger. I mean, I'm just excited about people that are... I know you're not allowed to talk about the prize and predictions and all of that. And I'm certainly... The disclaimer is that I'm certainly not endorsing people to buy the tokens or something. But I'm imagining if people who are using WildSpark and creating content, I would want every one of my listeners to go to WildSpark and get some amps and pay me if they like this. So I'm kind of, I see this whole Metcalfe's law of n number of people growing n squared in terms of value applicable more. So I will not be surprised if in the beginning, this curve, the quadratic curve is kind of slow in growth, but once it takes off, it really takes off. And that's what I'm really hoping in the next few years to hear about you guys more and more and more as you become suddenly very big. Mathematically, it is not obvious why it is suddenly very big, but business-wise, it's very exciting, and I wish you the very best.
And so thank you very much for having me here. I really enjoyed the podcast, and bringing podcasts to WildSpark is definitely one of our challenges. It's in our development roadmap, and I'll be happy to have you in.
And every listener out there, if you enjoyed this, first of all, thank you very much, Avi. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, you know, until we figure out how to use WildSpark and Scenario for our podcast, I want each of you to go right now to iTunes and rate us 5 stars or your Google Play. Thank you very much. Thanks, Avi. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.